Blog Talk Radio.
Why do I do things I hate? Why do I say things that I shouldn't say when I know better? Could love better. Some days I take it too far. Sometimes the world gets the best of my heart. I know who I am till I forget just who I am. When I find myself again standing knee deep in my sin, you chase me down when I don't deserve it. You show me love, you don't make me earn it. I make a mess and I just start running, hoping you won't know. Oh, and I'm lost and I'm low in a place that I think you won't go. You chase me down. I can't believe you stay when you don't have to, 'cause you want me, whatever that looks like. Yeah, that's what love looks like. You chase me down when I don't deserve it. You show me love, you don't make me earn it. I make a mess and I just start running.
Praise God that the Lord does chase us down, and he's ever loving on us and ever calling to us and ever drawing us near to him. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I'm so happy to have this time with y'all tonight, and I appreciate you taking your time to be with me. I know I say that a lot, but I totally feel that. Everyone is so busy these days, and everybody, it seems like there's always things clamoring for our time, and so I certainly appreciate you taking your time to be with me. Well, I do want to, for anyone that might be listening by computer that has not called in before, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027, and be sure and click 1 on your phone that puts your hand up so that I know that you want in prayer. There are always some that call in just to listen that don't necessarily want, you know, are not necessarily looking for prayer to talk. So not everyone clicks one. But if you do want prayer, just remember to do that. Amen. Well, I hope y'all have all had a good week. And I just hope that you have known that the Lord was close to you and loves you, and that you have felt blessed and protected and kept by him this week. I want to talk tonight just a little bit about being good stewards of our time. And then I'll have to go ouch a little bit on that too, because that's something that I wrestle with myself, you know, particularly, I don't know, I sort of say particularly when we're so busy, but I honestly can't remember when I wasn't really busy. But, you know, we hear a whole lot about being good stewards with our finances, which is important. We hear a whole lot about being good stewards of our body and eating right and exercising and all of those sorts of things and taking vitamins and such. But what was on my mind tonight, and I think part of it is just, it was just, you know, being on my own case some, you know, feeling like, Lord, I've not been a good steward of my time to always do, you know, to try to take time for the things that God wants. But, you know, being stewards of our, good stewards of our time is huge. The one thing, you know, that we cannot get back is time. I know there's scriptures in the Word about the Lord redeeming the time. I think most of that's about the Lord bringing opportunities back to us that we've missed. But, you know, we can go through things that we lose our health. God can restore our health. We go through things and things happen that we lose our finances. We lose our provision. And certainly God can restore our provision. We might even lose friendships and relationships, and sometimes those relationships are stored. But we never get back time that is wasted, time that we went down the wrong path, time that maybe we got into sin and the enemy brought hardship upon us, and then even later getting delivered. But see, that time is gone. And so tonight I was just really, I mean, during the day today, I was just so aware of time because, you know, we've been, you know, with the house stuff, the move, the trying to build projects and things like that. And of course, the horses and cattle. Most of the time I just, you know, I've got a list of things that I'm trying to keep up with and trying to do. You know, and then I find myself condemning myself and saying, God, you know, I'm not making enough time for you. And, you know, nothing in this entire world is worth losing time with God. You know, this afternoon I thought about, you know, there's people that we used to be around that we're not around anymore because we're not in the same area anymore. Some people we used to go to church with, that the husband had a stroke here at the beginning of summer, and I had kept in touch with them and had prayed for them. Haven't seen them. Well, ran into him right before he had that. But today, he crossed my mind, and I thought, oh, Lord, I forgot to check with Tracy about her husband, Michael. And it really hurt my heart, you know, that it's, I look back, and it's been August since I had contacted her. So they've crossed my mind some since then, and I've prayed for him some since then. But I thought, Lord, I've got to be a better steward of my time. And I bet there's a whole lot of y'all that feel the same way. That you're thinking, Lord, I need to spend more time with you, more time in the Word. You know, and I think just the time with God, the time talking to Him, not always petitioning Him for things that we need or even standing in the gap for other people, but just time with God. That's just irreplaceable, because that time that we spend with the Lord is during those times that He's teaching us, and He's drawing us. He's showing us things that are to come. He's showing us things that He needs us to do. He's revealing things about ourselves, maybe that need to be changed, and maybe showing us things about ourselves that He's really pleased with and that He loves. But our time is so very important. I want to read one scripture here. My phone started updating right before the program started, and I'm like, oh, but it got it done. And I'm not sure what translation this is, but it's in Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. So it says, so then, be careful how you live. Do not be unwise, but wise, making the best use of your time, because the times are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And, you know, to understand what the Lord's will is. Of course, we do have the Word of God. But that personal word, that personal leading, that personal instruction comes from spending time with God. You know, and there may be things that the Lord, you know, that he will direct our steps. There may be things that he's specifically wanting us to do. You know, I went through the time, and of course, it's not over, of the Lord really impressing on me to record some songs and things like that. You know, and I had to take the time, and I had to set aside the finances, and I had to make those steps to make that happen because I knew it was pleasing to God. But the Lord, I think in this day and time, because we have entered the end time, I mean, we have, that making the most of our time and setting things aside, there may be things that the Lord will have us totally set aside because it's consuming too much of our time. I remember, and it's been quite a few years ago now, but I remember way back when I first got on Facebook, oh goodness, I don't know, 20 years ago or longer than that. I don't know, it's been a good while ago. And I remember originally I got into some of the games like that Farmland or whatever. I got into playing a couple of those games. And after, I don't know, it was probably a couple of years, that finally dawned on me one day, it's like I'm spending 2 or 3 hours a day playing these silly games that amount to nothing. And it frustrated me when I realized how much time I was spending playing those little games when there were so many other things I had to do, you know, because we get caught up into it. And I stopped it. I shucked it. I've never gone back to any of them. That was all of that. And I'm like, that's all make believe. It's just a game and amounts to nothing. It's not physically helping you or anything else. Not doing that. You know, and I know there are people as they get older, they do crossword puzzles and things like that because it helps them with their cognitive thoughts. You know, it just helps them for recall and things like that. That's a little bit different deal. But even those, you don't spend 2 or 3 hours doing them. You spend a few minutes doing them. But anyhow, I'm not going to talk about this a whole lot tonight. It's just a reminder, you know, of our time. When the time that we waste, the time that we don't spend with God, and just learning how to manage our time and how to schedule our time and setting priorities. You know, I can remember years back that I went through a season that the Lord would wake me up at 3 a.m., night after night after night. At first, I didn't realize what was happening, and then I realized, okay, God's waking me up because he wants me to pray. And I don't remember how long the season was. It, you know, it was several weeks, maybe months. I don't remember exactly now. But the Lord would wake me up at 3 a.m. And, you know, sometimes he just wants to see if we'll be obedient. Will we do it? Even at 3 a.m. when it disturbs our sleep. And maybe you're one of those people that if you wake up, you have a hard time going back to sleep. My husband's like that. I'm not so much, but he is. But will we shake ourselves out of the bed and get up and go spend time with God? Now, God doesn't, he doesn't tempt anyone, but I promise you he'll test you. I can promise you that. He will. And sometimes he'll test us on our obedience. He'll test us that, will we set something else aside, even those things that we love, you know, even things that are some of our biggest joys, he'll say, will you set that aside and put me first? Will you get up at 5 a.m. to spend time in the Word? Will you take time away from a favorite program or something that you watch on television and come spend that time with me? You know, today, earlier in the day, I came in here. My husband's been working on building the hay barn, so he's been down across the pasture during the day. And I have to say, in a lot of ways, I love that because it gives me some alone time in the house. And I came in here and just spent some time in worship and just talking to the Lord. You know, and I thought about years in the past and things that, you know, when we get off course, we get in sin, and it's not always sin. I mean, we can just get off course. We can get even just wrapped up in something that really is not something God called us to. And I'm like, Lord, the thing that I hate the most is the time that was wasted. Time that I cannot get back. But praise God, He does bring opportunities back to us. He redeems the time in that sense. You know, even as the word says that He will renew our youth like an eagle's. Those eagles, they're not literally made younger. But see, their bodies are made or renewed again. They go through that molting and the, you know, they beat their beaks off on, you know, beat their beaks back in the on the rocks and things like that. And it's like they go through a renewal of new beak growing and new feathers growing. And it's like a scale comes off their eyes and like they have a renewed vision, a greater vision and stuff like a young eagle. And see, God redeems the time and things like that. He brings back health of our youth. He brings back opportunities we missed. Sometimes He brings back relationships that were severed. Not always, but sometimes, you know, because people have choices. But only God can redeem the time. But it's a great, great price to pay when we get off course or we, you know, we just go down the wrong trail or we give precedence to something that's really in the long run not important at all. And yeah, I was telling the Lord, it's like, Lord, Of so many of the things that we look back sometime, and I try not to look back much. You know, the word does talk about, you know, pressing forward to the mark, forgetting those things are behind. But one thing I do want to do is I want to learn from the things of the past and not make those same mistakes again. So in that respect, sometimes it's good to look back and say, you know, right there, I messed up. Right there, I should have done something different. And Lord, help me to never do that again, or help me to see the truth. Help me to react differently, whatever it is. But I think it's, you know, it can be hugely important that we not retrace the same steps again, that the things that we have gone through in the past or the things, anyhow, the mistakes of the past, that we learn from them and we don't go down this path again, and only through the strength of God and only with His help. But it takes mindset changes as well and determination. But anyhow, in all of that, I thought, Lord, the loss of the time that was wasted, time that is forever gone, that's some of the hardest pill to swallow. It's like, oh, gosh. You know, we all in times would say, I wish I could go back and redo it. But, you know, if we went back without the knowledge that we have now, there's a good chance we'd do all the same things over. I would pray not. But anyhow, just a kind of a serious word. You know, it's a sobering thing to think about our time and spending our time wisely and really asking God, you know, Lord, help me prioritize my time. And Lord, show me if there are things that need to be just set aside. And if there's things that needed to be added, and if there's things that I need to concentrate on more, you know, and I think most everyone, they say, oh, I need to pray more. Maybe I need to spend more time in the Word. And, you know, I don't think there's any such thing as too much of either. But I know sometimes the Lord just wants us to come be with Him, just to come sit with Him. I love those times of going out early in the morning when the sun's just fixing to come up and sit on the porch Most of the time, my husband's out there with me too, and sometimes I get up before he does. And but I love just sitting out there, just in the quietness of the morning, and just saying, "Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for our place. Thank you for our animals, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for wanting me." And then just sitting quiet and letting the Lord, giving him opportunity to speak. Sometimes we might be surprised at how much he really has to say. Anyhow, I'm going to play another song and write down the rest of these numbers that are coming up. And then I'll begin to take calls.
By your blood I've been redeemed.
Well, praise God, our God of Calvary. Well, Lord, I just thank you tonight for each and every one. And Father, I just thank you for preparing their hearts to receive. And Lord, for Lord, that you would open my ears to hear you and only you. Lord, I thank you, Father, for blessing, for protecting, for keeping, for encouraging, and for precious Holy Spirit. Lord, it's such an honor to be yours. It's such a blessing to belong to you. And Lord, I love being yours. I love being yours. So Lord, I just thank you tonight. And I praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, 828-989. How is Jennifer tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm doing good. Unusually exhausted, but
goodness,
for
reason,
I'm not sure.
Sometimes this emotional stuff can make us exhausted, to be honest.
I think that's probably the culprit.
Yeah, when we get a whole lot on our mind, it can pull on us. It can pull on us. And to me, sometimes that's a tire that's hard to get away from because it's, you know, it's coming from thoughts and mental things and pressures and that sort of thing rather than physical, where sometimes just a good night's sleep will help.
Right. You're so wise.
I've lived a lot. Well, let's pray for you, sweetie. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for her heart, Lord, her heart towards you. And Lord, that Lord, just your care and concern, your tender, loving care for her, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for lifting up her spirits, for lifting up her physical, Lord, even, Father, that you would bring peace to her heart. Father, that you would just encourage her soul, and Lord, bring a rest of God to her, Lord. Father, I thank you for using her, Lord, that, Lord, even as she has gone through difficult times and those times when she felt low, and Lord, that you've lifted her up and you've encouraged her and you've brought healing and you've brought dreams and visions, and Lord, you've brought that expectation of good for her future. Lord, that you're going to use her in the same way to lift up others. Lord, that she's going to help them, and you're going to work through her, Lord, to help lift them up. And Jennifer, you know, I was talking a little earlier about sitting on the porch early in the mornings. And, you know, a lot of times we're kind of up on a hill, so I can see a little ways, but early in the mornings, you know, before the sun has really come up, so often I look out there and there's a fog across the ground. And, you know, it, in truth, it may be 3 or 4 feet high, but, you know, you'll see that fog will lay there. And it, you know, the fog lays heavier in the low places. You know, and you hear, you know, I hear people all the time now. They'll talk about, my mind's in a fog. I just feel like I'm in a fog, you know. And those are many times when people are in low places. They're in that low place and that fog is there. You know, I've heard people talk, you'll hear people, particularly old timers, they'll say, oh, I felt lower than a snake's belly. You know, that's pretty low. But that fog lays in those low places. And the enemy, you know, many times when we're in a low place, whether it's physical or mental or many times both, you know, he'll try to just cover us with a fog that we can't see the light. But, you know, as that sun starts to come up, you know, the fog begins to lift and that sunshine, when that sun gets really up, it burns that fog off in just a little bit. It doesn't take any time for that fog to completely burn off as the sun comes up. And I see God using you, working in you and with you, but using you to also help others that have felt like that they were low and that they were in a fog, and to help lift them up, to help them stand to their feet so that they see the lights, the sun of God, and that they can see above the fog. And as we look above the fog, as we see the sun, then that fog begins to burn off. And I see the Lord using you in that. I see you experiencing that and then helping others in that same way. And I know you have experienced that many times. I've heard, you know, you've said many times. So, Lord, I just thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for helping her and, Lord, for bringing healing to her heart. Father, for bringing healing to her heart, those hurt places, those tender places, those places where maybe she's easily bruised. Sometimes we have places that have been wounded before that tend to be a little more tender than maybe another place because it's been wounded before. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing a strength to Jennifer, bringing that you're her help in time of need. Lord, bringing a joy to her, Lord, that cannot be diminished. And, Lord, that you are her ever-present help, her ever-present help. And, Lord, I just bless her. Lord, I speak the goodness of God over her and the love of God over her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I think your heart is a lot like mine. I think your heart is a lot like mine. And, you know, as I've heard you describe, you know, the way that you, you know, spend in nature and how you see it is a lot like what I do. And it was yesterday. It's been real rainy up here, I think, you know, from the effects of the hurricane coming through and things like that. And so we've had really thick fog. And he just pointed that fog out to me, and I had to pull over on the side of the road, and I just sat there and let him minister to me about that fog, you know, and I couldn't see the mountains because of the fog.
Right.
And so it does not surprise me at all that the word,
that's
praise
amazing.
God.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah,
I took a lot of video.
Oh, wow, cool. I feel for all the people that suffered such damage in the hurricane. The flip side, goodness, I wish we had some rain here. Not that kind of rain, but I wish we had some rain here. We need it badly. But the fog is beautiful. I mean, it can be, it's really beautiful to look at, but it also can be dangerous for people that are driving in it and things like that.
Yeah, right.
It does make some sense.
It's very calming to me.
It is. Yeah, there's something about a stillness in the fog. You know, early in the mornings when things are still and the sound really carries early in the morning like that, when kind of the rest of the world is quiet. But nature is nature's awake. And it is. There's something peaceful about it. Well,
very much.
Was there anything in particular, sweetie, you were wanting prayer about?
No, you. That was great. That was great. I'm going to get into my own prayer, I think, and a lot of things as you were ministering, that I felt, and he was prompting me to pray for. So I just thank you and bless you, and, you know, I love you.
Well, I love you too, hon. And I'm thankful to be able to just encourage you guys. You know, and thankful to the Lord that he does encourage us, and he's always caring, loving on us and caring about us.
Very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a good week, son, and that you feel better this week.
You as well. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good night. 205-531. How's Greg tonight?
Hello.
It moved on me. Okay. Well, I don't know what happened there. I guess Greg lost his connection or something. How are you, Miss Julia May?
Just fine.
Well, it's good to hear your voice tonight. Good to talk to you. Anything you were wanting to share tonight or anything on your mind?
No, everything's fine. Just fine. I'm just thanking, praise God, Jumper Texas came out good, you know, since she did her last Texas. So we've been doing great.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. These numbers are moving around. I'm not trying to write this down right quick. It's like the numbers are jumping around. Anyhow, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May and Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for encouraging her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, where it might feel like that she goes sometimes from one battle to the next battle to it may seem like there are battles on more than one front at once, Lord, and about the time she gets the victory in one thing, then there's something else to pray about and something else to stand on the word. And that tends to be life sometimes that we can have battle behind battle. But God does, he does bring times of rest. He does bring times of refreshing for us. And, Father, I just thank you, and I speak that for Julia May, Lord, just a time of refreshing and a time of joy. Lord, I speak that for her, God, that you would bring a time of, even as we go into the fall and we head towards Thanksgiving and just, you know, it seems like after the busyness of summer that there comes a time of after harvest, a time of just rest. And Father, I just speak that over Julia May, Lord, a time of rest, a time of rebuilding, a time of being nourished by you, a time of like restoration and regeneration. And, you know, we go through those times that like our health comes back and our energy comes back and we just feel refreshed and we feel fed by God, by God. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for doing that in Julia May's life, Lord. Father, that she will not feel that she is constantly at battle, that she is constantly in the middle of a war or in the middle of something, but, Lord, that she has that time that she can just crawl up in your lap and just relax and rest with you, God, and know that, Lord, that you are watching over her, that you are watching over the family, Lord, that you are the one that's keeping them and loving on them and providing for them. And Lord, that she will come out of this season as she enters this season, Lord, that she'll come out on the other side of this season feeling that she has been nourished, Lord, from the hand of God. Feeling, Lord, that she's ready to take on the world again. Feeling, Lord, that she has been just completely refreshed by you inside and out, Lord, that her mind refreshed, Lord, able to just relax in you, able to rest in you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's just what I say, girl. Just, it's almost like I sense like you longing for that, but also just seeing like the Lord doing that for you too, of bringing a time to just relax and rest and just literally be fed by God, being fed by God during a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, is there anything in particular, sweetie, that you were wanting prayer about?
No, you hear this thing right on the spot. You know, like I said, I was thinking, I said, Lord, one's in and here come another. And like I said, and then I'm still having trouble with her bus coming so late, and that kind of threw me off, you know, getting to work so late. So, you know, still trying to get that bus route straightened up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for working in Jennifer's life, Lord, and the family, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for bringing a completion of healing, Lord, just miracles of God in her life, Father. And, Lord, a time of rest for her, too. A time, Lord, of being restored and completion of all of the healing that she needs, Lord, in her body, and that her body be able to rest. Lord, that her body, because our bodies get worn down from fighting things, fighting sickness and fighting disease and fighting all the things. So, Lord, that even Jennifer's body be allowed to rest and have time, Lord, to rebuild and restore, just be restored in every way, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for it, and we praise you for it. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, and Lord, that you're constantly at work in our lives and around our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You're welcome, hon. You have a good week, sweetie.
You too, lovely.
All right, I'm curious what happened to Greg. He hasn't come back on here. I was hoping to hear. I know he was having a doctor's report Friday, so I was curious to hear about his doctor's report. Anyhow, I don't see him on here. All right, 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
That's
needing
great.
Some rain. So let's see now. Are you in an area that you've been affected any by the storms or?
A little, not too much. I had a very large tree to fall in my backyard. That's been up there for years and years. I guess it was so much water until the root of it just, you know, fell behind my barn. And so I'm trying to wait till it's not so damp, and I go back there and let someone, you know, cut it up and get rid of it.
Right.
But it wasn't too bad, no.
Good.
Just high winds. Yeah, just high winds.
Well, thank God the tree didn't hit your house or hopefully didn't hit the barn or anything like that.
No, it didn't. It just fell down straight in the back. I said, thank God it went that way.
Oh, good. Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, hopefully everything, that storm will clear out and kind of move on, and everybody will be able to kind of get back to the process of cleaning up and getting back to normal life and, you know, taking account of what all has to be done. That's quite a damaging, destructive storm. So, anyhow, I'm glad you're...
Just a little. Thank God for a little.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And Father, I thank you, Lord. It's like I'm hearing the tie that binds the tie. And I've heard that with you before. But Father, I thank you, Lord. I'm hearing that term, the tie that binds. And I've heard that term with you before. There's been other times in the past I've heard that term, the tie that binds. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are connected and hooked to Sylvia. Lord, she has tied on to you, and Lord, there's nothing that can separate you from her. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can come between us and the Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're using Sylvia, Father, Lord, that you have given her a time of rest, Father, that she is one, that you are re-energizing her, Father, that you are it's like I see God reloading your ammo, just like they do in the army and all of the services, you know, those guys, they'll be in the middle of the battle, and occasionally they have to pull back and they have to reload their ammo. And so they get a little break from, they might get a little break from the battle, but during that time, they're like being re-equipped, you know, they're being re-equipped for the battle. And it's like I see that, like you've pulled back from the front lines for a while, and God's been letting you have a little bit of a break, but he's also re-equipping you. He's you know, restoring your ammo. He's re-equipping you for everything you need, and strengthening you in that way. He's preparing you, and he's giving you everything that you need to move forward in him, and everything that you need to accomplish every battle, to accomplish every trial, to everything that you need. He's sending with you. He's preparing you. He's getting everything ready. Everything is going with you. You've got him with you. Everything is there. And that's just how I see it, is pulling off the front lines, going back to the back, you know, to the tent, whatever, however they do that, and then giving you all of your equipment, giving you everything that you need so that you're re-equipped to go back out and you have even more firepower than you've had before. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Sylvia in this way. Lord, that you're Lord, that she's taking ground. Lord, you are using Sylvia and you're taking ground. And, Lord, you're stretching her. Father, I see that you're stretching her. And, Lord, some of these areas of new territory that she's going, really, I have to take that hill? I have to take that field? But, Lord, you are using her and you're pressing her and you're pulling her and you're just stretching her. But, Lord, all the while she knows that her strength comes from you, that her ability comes from you, and that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So, Lord, she is well able to take this ground. She is well able to take new land for you, Lord. She is well able, and you have equipped her for it. Lord, you have given her everything she needs because it's all in you. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for adding to her, Lord, for prospering her, Lord, for extending like further, extending, Lord, reaching into that new ground, extending, Lord, even the things that you have prepared for her, that you have destined for her, Lord, that those doors, things, like those next steps starting to unfold, those next steps starting to be revealed, because sometimes we don't see the next step till we take the next step. You know, it'd be like as we take a step, God doesn't always show us the beginning. Matter of fact, almost never shows us the beginning from the end. He'll show us the next step and the next step. And sometimes he might let us see two or three steps down the road. But most of the time it'll be as he says, do this, and we obey. We take that next step, and then he'll say, okay, you took that step. You obeyed. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now take this next step. And then he begins to open the doors or open the vision to it. And I just say more being open to you, more being open to you so that you're seeing the next steps and you're having understanding of, okay, you know, where is this going or what is the purpose in some of this? But mainly it's just something we don't always have to know, honestly. We don't always have to know. Our part is just to say, yes, Lord, and obey. Sometimes he gives us the understanding of the purpose and things, and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes it's after it's all done, and we look back and say, I see what that was all about. I've done that a lot. So, Lord, I just thank you for Sylvia, and Lord, I just thank you for the blessing she is, Lord, for the pleasure that she brings you, Lord, and for the faithfulness that's in her heart to serve you and to love you, Lord, to be a servant unto the Lord. She is a daughter of God. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So how are you doing? Yes. What's going on with you?
Oh, that's amazing that you said about, giving me a time of rest and reloading ammunition,
uh-huh,
that he pulled me back from the front lines. My nephew on Sunday when I went to church, he says, how was church? I said, church was good. But when I went in, I was feeling, since I started going to school, some activities, you know, I couldn't attend anymore. So I told my nephew that when I go to church now, it feels like I've been pulled back.
Huh.
And that I'm just sitting back looking at everybody else, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. It was almost like I was in a dazed Sunday, and I was actually enjoying, not being, like you say, on the front line And I told him I thought that was odd, and I didn't act. I started asking God. And so it felt like what you said, that he was giving me a rest. And I actually was enjoying it. And then in the afternoon, I went to a friend's service. She's a pastor. So she's looking at me like, come up here, Sylvia, and pray. And I just looked at her because I felt like the Lord was telling me, no, sit back in the seat. So I didn't move. And she was asking me later what was wrong with me. I told her nothing's wrong. I didn't feel led, you know, to go up there and pray for anyone.
Yeah. You know, sometimes
we can. Go ahead. Yeah, so what you're saying, like he's giving me that rest, and I'm taking it. I am definitely taking it.
Absolutely. You know, we can get sometimes. People, even when it comes to ministry and stuff, we can almost, people get an expectation of us.
Right.
And they'll try to, and not, I'm not saying this about these, but people can almost like want to chain us into a place or put a rope on us and say, okay, this is what they do and this is their place and when, you know, this and this and this. I've had that happen in the past, and I'll tell you what, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, I love to do. I love to serve. I love to help God's people. I love to do what pleases the Lord. But we can almost get put in. It's like some of them will say, "Okay, I've hooked you up to this chariot," you know, and God will shake that kind of stuff up a lot of times. I mean, He will.
Yes. And I felt that Sunday. I didn't move because I didn't feel like He was telling me. I can tell when He's telling me to go.
Right.
And He wasn't telling me to go, so I didn't move. And I remember I looked back on a prophecy you gave me a while ago, and it was saying, you said that, God, for me not to be controlled by men in ministry.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I remembered that yesterday when I didn't move, for me not to be controlled, and the Lord had said for me not to pretty much get under the thumb of man, for me to listen to what he says in ministry.
Exactly.
And you gave me that word a long time ago. And so I started feeling, I'm like, wow, what's going on? And then I realized when you said it today that he was pulling me back, and I really feel that.
Yeah. It's... You know, it can feel like a little bit of unsteady ground or shaky ground, but like I said, people can get expectations of us and try to put us into a slot that, you know, when God wants to keep it fluid, He wants to be able to move us back and forth or stand us still as He wants to. And
amen.
You know,
amen.
People have a tendency to do that. You know, sometimes they'll try to put a garment on that's not your garment, or they'll try to, you know, chain us to a certain spot. Don't like chains. I know you don't either. I don't like chains. I don't like control, that kind of stuff.
No.
And praise God. Well, thank the Lord that you're sensitive to God's spirit and you're sensitive to His leading and that you're obeying Him and all of that. And God's a rewarder. I mean, God is a rewarder. He rewards you for that and for your obedience. And it helps other people sometimes to shake them loose from, they get caught up in their protocol a lot of people like to put all their, like, line all their little soldiers up. They get an order going in their mind, and it's like they want everything to stay right there. Okay, I've got this all fixed out the way I want it. I want it to be that way. And that's just not how God works. It's just not. So praise God. Praise God that you're sensitive and you're following
His
leading.
Because I've never been a follower.
me neither. Me neither. I'm not good at that.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
No,
you're most welcome. You have a blessed week, sweetie.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right, 502-548. Finally got you on here, I think.
Yo.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm just peachy.
Oh, good. Good, good. Well, that's good to hear. Your number has just flown all over my screen, back and forth and up and down, and it'd be like I go to click on it, and then it wouldn't be there. And I'm like, well, goodness, where did it go?
I'm working in my garage, and I actually had forgotten because I was in the middle of something. I was like, oop, so I just dialed up.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So yeah, if you talked to Jennifer, I didn't hear it, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did, yeah. She was my first one.
Figured.
Well, I want to know, how was your checkup on Friday?
It was a scan. I get the results on Thursday, so.
Okay.
But we're believing that Jennifer and I, will be celebrating, so.
I believe that with
good
you.
Meat.
No, I believe that with you. I believe you're good.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, you said something about her building a cake last week.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I was, I don't know, it was just, I felt like the Lord was telling me, it's like, celebrate, you know, after my scan. And he was like, and Jennifer had said something about getting a cake to celebrate. And I felt like he was like, get the cake before you get your results and have something, whatever you put on, something, it's like, we're celebrating. 5 years,
yeah.
5 years, you know, cancer-free. And
right.
And then he's like, a little bit later, he's like, and when you get home, because Jennifer's going to be here, he goes, when you get home, I want you and Jennifer to go home and make your wedding cake. And I'm like,
how cool.
You want me to make a cake? I swear to you, that's what he said.
How cool.
So, and then I was like, and I told her, I was like, I don't know what that means, but, you know, after what Jeannie told you the other night.
That's just neat. I am in agreement with you guys that you're going to have a wonderful, good report and that you're going to let out that big breath, a big sigh of relief and sigh of thankfulness to God, and y'all just going to celebrate and laugh and dance and eat cake.
You betcha. You know, I have not had near the anxiety that I have with those things every year. So,
yeah.
And I know it's a God thing that the music
Absolutely.
Minister – at my church, he's definitely a Holy Spirit guy, and he called me Friday morning before I went in for my scan. He's like, I just want you to know I'm praying for you, and I'm believing. And he said, I'm praying that you will have peace and no anxiety.
Yeah.
Tell me what, that prayer has definitely been answered.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that a good feeling?
But it is.
It's just such a good
and
feeling.
And signed a body shop to our new paint system today. That's huge.
Cool.
Huge.
Very cool.
Totally God. So, and there's so much. I could literally take up the rest of your time telling you all the stuff God's done job-wise in the last week, and it's just remarkable. In a nutshell, my boss doesn't know anything about auto paint at all. I've been painting since I was 18. I'm 59 years old.
Wow.
He knows nothing. He came from Scott's Turf. He knows nothing. And God, through a series of events, actually caused me to have compassion because I realized he was getting a raw deal. He wasn't getting trained. He didn't have the right tools and all that. And he doesn't know anything about it. And so I just told him, I said, you know what? We're doing a training class in a couple of weeks. And I said, how about I do this? How about I give you a crash course in auto paint? You can come over to my shop, and we'll spend the day, and I'll just let you spray stuff. You'll hands-on. It's not going to make you an expert, but at least when you go to these training classes that we have to go to and you actually have to go get in a booth and spray something, you won't feel awkward. You won't feel out of place. And he was so appreciative.
That's so cool.
Building
you can't
bridges.
Imagine, yeah, what kind of relationship changes and just how much ground you can take in something like that. And just, I mean, how God used you and all of that.
Yeah, and probably we'll sign a second shop tomorrow to that new paint system. So that'll be two in 2 days. That'll... God's favor is everywhere right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I remember the very first, and I don't remember all of it, but I know since the very first time I ever ministered to you, your job was the thing that kept coming to me the most. You know, I didn't have clarity on all of it, but I remember it was your job. God has given you favor, son. He has given you favor, and he's working in your life, and he's preparing things.
Honey, he put me – I, by chance, chance. No chance. I by divine connection, I met the president, CEO, and part owner of a company that makes all of our private label products, and it was a good conversation. My boss was there, so we were just kind of chatting, and he informed me that he is moving into transition, he and the other owner, to move their children up into their positions, and he says probably a year, year and a half, and as soon as he said that, I'm like, that's me. That's what I want to do. I want, because his son's going to step away from what he's doing, and I was like, how do I tell him? I said, do I just call him up and say, hey, can we go have lunch and pick his brain? Kid you not, Jeannie, I got an email Thursday or Friday that they need a product comparison and ask for if they could get it from my warehouse. And the warehouse manager said, yep, absolutely. I'll have Greg bring it to you. And said, please deliver it to the president. It's his little project. So I sat in front of him today, and he and I had about a 20-minute conversation. And I said, I'm throwing my hat in the ring, even though it's a year, year and a half away. So, and God put me there. I'm just saying, it was
absolutely.
I mean, seriously, out of nowhere, yeah. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, we need this product to look at. Can you? They were going to pick it up, and the warehouse manager's like, no, I'll have Greg bring it up here. So
that's
put me right there in
the
office.
You know, God says he'll bring us before kings, and in this case, the CEO is the king of the company. But God's favor. I mean, he will time things and bring things around where it puts us in just the right place at the right time with the right people.
Boy, it sure was on that one. No doubt about it.
Neat, neat. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Greg. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're going before him and you make the crooked places straight. And Lord, where the enemy has tried to rock his boat and has tried to distract him and has tried to get him to look at the storm. He's tried to get him to look. The enemy has tried to shake the boat. He's tried to send waves. He's trying to do everything. But anytime we're taking ground, we're moving forward, we're walking in God's will, that's just what the enemy does. That's kind of his job, and that's his to do. But I thank you, Father, for just sending a light, like a spotlight on Greg's path, Father. Lord, I thank you for just the favor of God that surrounds him. Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving him voice with those in high places. And Lord, I thank you for showing Greg your faithfulness. Lord, that he's been getting a first-class lesson in your faithfulness. And God, I thank you, Father, that Greg, I can see you like laughing at the enemy. I can literally see you laughing at the devil of when he tries to trip you up and he tries to bring oppression and he tries to bring anxiety and things. I can see you literally laughing at him. And just skipping with God down God's path, just lighting up God's light on your life and on your path, and just skipping down that path with God and just enjoying the favor of God and being really at times literally being shocked at what God does. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just keeping Greg and Lord, strengthening him, Father, for enlarging his tent, enlarging his territory, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for the plans that he and Jennifer have, and Father, just the blessing of God and the goodness of God. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that you've given Greg, and Lord, I thank you how you have been tempering him. I guess that's the right word, Lord, that you've been tempering him, and how do I put that? I guess that's right. It's like God has been refining you in the area of what to say and when to say, how little to say, how much to say, and refining you even in your emotions. I think tempering is the right word in that. But God's been refining you in those areas. And it's all God. It's all God and it's all good. So, Lord, I just thank you, and we bless you, Lord, and we bless Greg, and we bless his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. He's doing everything you just prayed. I mean, he's doing it. I had forgotten when I was telling you about the whole cake thing. He told me something that day because I was thinking about, the scan results and all that, and he said he gave me the word restore, and I felt like it's like restore. And then, and I was kind of you know, talking to him, I was like, restore. And he's like, I'm going to give back everything that's taken. And the word reward came to mind. I'm like, that doesn't seem like a fit. And then he said, recompense.
Wow.
Recompense. And then I looked up the meaning of that word, and it's to, I'll tell you again, because it's, ooh, man, you talk about.
Like
the
paying
definition.
Back. Yeah.
Make amends to someone for loss or harm suffered. Compensate.
Right.
He gave me that word, Jeannie.
That's neat. Payback. Payback.
And it was talking, and that's like the health stuff, because I was actually thinking, I'm like, you know, I've lost so much through, you know, the physical stuff. I have this other really rare disease that I had 5 joints replaced. One of them's been replaced twice, and it just, like, destroys cartilage and all that. And it's affected my, you know, everything. I mean, I truck on. I truck on. I you might slow me down a little bit, but you're not going to stop me. But I just, when he said that, it's just like all the stuff. It's not just giving things that are stolen. It's just like retribution, recompense,
right.
Restore. Those are the words that he gave me. And I'm like, I'm in. So, yeah, that day I was laughing at the enemy because I'm like, dude, he's coming for you. I'm telling you, he's coming for you. You picked with the wrong. You picked on the wrong kid this time. So
when the thief is found out, they have to pay back what 7 times. I think in another something else it says like 4 times, but he has to pay back more than he stole. More than he stole.
Yep, and I'm demanding it.
Yes,
I am demanding it.
God is showing out in your life. Yep, God is showing out in your life, and He's going to continue doing that. Cool. I love it.
I do too.
Y'all going to have to write that book.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, I know.
It's ahead of you right now, but y'all are going to have to write that book.
I don't think he's going to let us get away with that one.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight.
Me too.
Love hearing it. Love hearing what God's doing. And I just love hearing about you and Jennifer and all of the stuff that's going on. God's just so good.
Yes, he is.
Well, you have a great week. Celebrate.
You too, man.
Okay. Love y'all.
We'll do that. Tonight. Talk to you next week. See you.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell everybody, next week we've got to go to the Hill Country on Monday to pick up a heifer, pick up a cow.
Okay.
So we'll be gone all day long, so I won't be here next week, but I'll be here the following week.
We'll tell you the week after.
All right. Talk to you later.
But you know it'll be good, so.
It'll be good. Oh, I know that.
Amen.
I know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
All right.
All right.
We'll
good
see
night.
You. All righty.
All right, here, 251-229. I believe this is Sarah.
Yes, this is Sarah.
How are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's good to hear from you. Good to hear. You got the sweetest voice. I just love your voice.
Thank you.
Well, is anything special in your life? Anything you're wanting to share tonight?
Well, I just wanted a word of prayer and whatever you have to say that God is telling you. But as far as anything else goes, just a word of prayer concerning my physical health, basically in my knees. I think I've been like going kind of taking things a little fast, but just basically in my knees and my lower part of my back area.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you for Sarah, Lord, and I thank you, Father, Lord. I just speak healing over her, Lord. I'll take that healing in these, too. Father, I just thank you, God, that your word says that by your stripes we were healed. And, Sarah, I'm going to say the whole time that I was talking to you, I mean, from the time I clicked on your number and we began to talk, I kept seeing like almost like you were standing under a waterfall. I saw, and it was not a damaging one. I mean, it was a nice, but I saw water just running over you and water running over you like a beautiful water, a, a refreshing water, of a cooling water, just like God just watering you, God, just the Spirit of God, and just the love of God, and the healing of God. I just saw water, like you were standing under a like a light waterfall, and it was washing over you and washing over you and washing over you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you, Lord, your word talks about the washing of the word. Lord, you said your Spirit talks about that our cup being full, that you fill our cup and our cup runneth over, Lord, that you're just washing over Sarah. Lord, you're refreshing her. You're cleansing her. Lord, you're bringing washing things away that are concerned, washing over her in every way, Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that pain has to go. Your word says that you bore our pain and sorrows. So, Lord, I just rebuke pain in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to her knees and her back. Lord, everything to come into alignment. Lord, for the like cartilage in her knees, Lord, to be replaced, to be restored. Father, everything in her back, Lord, if there's sciatic pain, things like that, Lord, that whatever is ailing her, whatever is causing her pain and discomfort, Lord, that it be healed now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for restoration for Sarah. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she be able to lay down at night and sleep peacefully, Lord, and not twist and turn and rock and roll because of pain and discomfort, Lord, but she be able to lay down and sleep comfortably. Lord, that she be able to relax in her chairs and on her couch comfortably without having to twist and turn and trying to get comfortable. Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping her even with her walk. Lord, that she be able to move about, be able to be on her feet as long as she needs to without having to sit down and get off her knees and get off her back. Lord, that she have that stamina, that she have that comfort, that she be able to do the things that she needs to do and the things that she wants to do. But, Lord, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Lord, I thank you for your love towards her. Father, I thank you, Father, for encouraging her and, Lord, for strengthening her faith, even to know that you are with her, Lord, that you are bringing healing to her. Lord, I thank you for helping Sarah to see herself healed, to see herself whole, completely whole. By your stripes, we were healed. And as many as touched the hem of your garment were made perfectly whole. And, Father, that's what I ask for is wholeness. Wholeness for the body of Christ. Wholeness for Sarah, Lord. That nothing can by any means harm her. Nothing, Lord, can stop her. Nothing can slow her down. Father, because Jesus' blood was shed for her and the life is in the blood. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a new expectation, a new excitement to her. Lord, for developing the dreams of God within her, Lord, that the dreams that she has, Lord, being watered by you, the dreams that you have given her, those dreams that you've put within her heart, Lord, even as I saw the waterfall pouring over her, Lord, that you water in those dreams of God for her life, Lord, that she sees that nothing can stop her or hold her back. Lord, that nothing, that no weapon formed against her can prosper in any way because she is yours. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for putting even the word in her mouth to speak to others. Lord, that she will see deliverance and freedom coming to others. Lord, even her testimony of what you do and have done in her life, Lord, that the power even of that testimony, Lord, that it breaking things off the lives of others, that they too will be able to reach up and grab hold of the hem of your garment and find wholeness and find freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Lord, I thank you for your goodness and for your love and, Lord, for your for caring for us, for your for bringing restoration to the body of Christ, for bringing restoration into our lives and into our bodies and into our finances and everything that needs restoring in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. That was totally beautiful, sent by God, especially touching the hem of his garment and believing for wholeness that he has and that he's put in our lives. And that was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
You're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. I tell you what, it's physical ailments. They're just a pain in the rear. And God, Jesus, he paid for us to not have to deal with that kind of stuff. You know, even though sometimes when we're young, maybe we abuse our bodies, maybe we're too physical, too active, but God is the restorer. He is the restorer of all. But anyhow, was there anything else you wanted prayer about, hon?
Well, my daughter Leah, she'll be going into the medical assistant part of things. And I'm just praying that that she'll be successful in that arena, in that area.
Okay. Yeah, and what's her name?
Leah.
Leah?
L-E-A-H. Leah, yeah.
Father, we just come into agreement for Leah, Lord. We stand in the gap for her, Lord. And, Lord, we just know, God, that as she goes, that you are going with her, Lord, that she is not going alone. And, Father, that you... you are going before her and with her, Lord, that your presence is with her. Even as Moses said, Lord, if you don't go with us, don't send me. I will not go if you don't go with me, Lord, that you are with Leah. And, Father, I thank you, Father, for giving her heads up when she needs it, Father, giving her heads up, Lord, that you're drawing her attention, that she will be able to see things clearly. She'll be able to see I just feel like God at times like quickening her, like giving her a heads up that will show her things, will bring things to her attention. I don't know if this is all in schooling or what, but I just see God like cluing her in at times with things that's going to like almost seem like she has an advantage. You know, like you see those games like Survivor and stuff, like they have an advantage. I see Leah like at times having an advantage because God is showing her things revealing things to her. I don't have all the words for it, but I just was like a heads up, like God giving her a heads up, bringing things to her attention, giving her key information, connecting her and like opening her eyes to things that she needs to see. I don't know what all that entails, but it's just like almost seeming like at times that she has an advantage because God's favor and God helping her. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we bless you, Lord, and we just love you, God, because you are for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? And there is none. So, Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I thank the Lord for you. It's been a while, but I still hear your show, and you just have the sweetest voice as well. And you're humbled by the Lord, and that's what he uses in his kingdom. So thank you once again for your prayers.
Oh, thank you, girl. Thank you, girl. I appreciate it so much. You just don't know. Well, it was good talking to you, good praying for you and with you, and hope to hear back from you.
Oh, yes. You thank the Lord. If it's God's will, he will hear back from you.
Right. All right. You have a wonderful week, girl.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Let me get a drink of water right quick. Oops. Hi, 717-217. I believe this is Anita.
Hello.
How are you, girl?
This is Anita.
Well, how are things in Pennsylvania?
Oh, things are fine. We have a little bit of rain, but besides that, it's okay.
Oh, good. Good, good. Well, I'm glad things are well and that you're well. Do you have anything on your heart tonight you were wanting to share? Or?
Yes. I would like prayers for my daughter. She's she and her husband is trying for another child.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. I will do that. Well, Father, we just thank you, Father, Lord, that you so love family, Lord, that when you sent Jesus to this earth, when he came into this earth, Lord, because you wanted a family. You wanted us, Lord. Yes. You wanted children of God and brothers and sisters of Christ. And, Lord, we thank you that family, Lord, it was your idea first. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing this family, Lord, and for your spirit being with them and hovering around them, Lord, and just the love that they have for one another and their love for another child, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would help them in whatever need they might have, Lord, that you just, that your spirit just surround them, Lord, and that they'd be able to conceive this baby, Lord, that this baby was in your heart before he was in their heart even. And, Lord, we know that those little souls, that they're in heaven, and, Lord, that you send those little souls and put them in the mama's womb. And Lord, your word says that you knew us before we were in our mother's womb, that you knew us. So this little child, Lord, that you already know, Lord, and you already love so much. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for an easy pregnancy, Lord, that this baby be kept safe, be kept just whole throughout the entire pregnancy, Lord, that she be able to have a delivery, Lord, that would be normal, that would be easy, Lord, that it all of it just come together, Lord, without any complications whatsoever, and this precious little life, Lord, be introduced into this family to be treasured and loved and raised in the admonition of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this baby in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you for all the love and all the desire that already surrounds it. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Lord, children are in your heart. Lord, that even Jesus, he said, suffer not the children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. And Lord, that heaven itself is filled with little children and their laughter. And Lord, your love for them is so great. And Father, Lord, I thank you for Anita. And Lord, I thank you for her, the pureness of her heart. Lord, is what I'm hearing. Lord, the pureness of her heart. Lord, just to nurture others and to care for others and to stand in the gap for others, Lord, and her heart for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she has a heart to, as the word we once said, that I may know God, that's my desire, that I may know God. And, Lord, I just see that about Anita, Lord, that she has a desire, God, to know you in a greater way, that a heart that longs to hear your voice in a greater way, to experience you, Lord, and to have those supernatural experiences, that to encounter you, God, to encounter you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're never one that denies us, Lord, that it's your heart, Lord, to commune with us and to show yourself strong on our behalf. And, Lord, that we come to know you in that so personal and special and intimate way. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your spirit just surrounding Anita and being with her, Lord. I thank you for her even being aware of your presence during the day as she goes about her day doing things, Lord, of her feeling your presence and being aware of your nearness, Lord, being aware that you're there with her. And Father, I thank you for the sweetness of that relationship. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Anita, Lord, to be a friend to others. Those at times that need a friend, that need someone just to talk to, Lord, that you using her to be a listening ear, you using her to share the love of God, you using her to extend that hand of friendship and just that heart of, I'm here if you need to talk, I'm here if you need to come for a cup of coffee and just sit. Lord, just that friendship anointing, that friendship realm, Lord, that Jesus wanted that people would feel comfortable with, would feel comfortable confiding in, and Lord, that you'll be able to pray with others and see real healing, particularly emotional healing in people's lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
I just see you like doing that, sweetie. I just see you like being someone that people can sit down with and can just confide in and talk to and feel safe with you. And you really be able to touch hearts and lives in that way.
Yeah, I do. I do. what you pray for is true. That's what the Lord has me doing, talking to people, just listening to them and praying for them, encouraging them. That's what
I
do.
Some people may think that that's not that big a deal, but it really is. I mean, there's so many people that have no one to really talk to, or maybe the people that are around them, they don't feel safe with talking to. They don't feel, and I don't mean bodily harm, but they don't feel like they can trust them to confide in them and talk to them, or that anyone would really even care enough to listen. And that's a beautiful thing, and it's actually a very powerful ministry, ministry to be able to really be a friend to someone and just like counsel with them, but sometimes just listen to them and just be there. It's such a powerful thing in people's lives.
Yeah.
Well, was there anything else, hon, that you were in prayer about?
No, nothing there. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are more than welcome, and I can't wait to hear about that little baby on the way.
Ah, I tell you.
I want to know.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Oh, I bet. I know you are. I want to know. I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you have a blessed and beautiful week.
And you too. You take care.
Good night. All right. 731-334.
Hi, Jeannie. This is Ashley.
Hi, girl. Yeah, I knew it was you. I'm glad to talk to you tonight. Glad you're there. Do you have some things on your heart tonight, or you just want me to pray for you?
Yes, I have this young girl on my heart tonight. I know you might have other callers. You don't have to pray for me, but if you could just pray for her, I would really appreciate it.
No, you're actually the last one with your hand. I've got some other callers, but they don't have their hands up. So, no, you're the last one with your hand up. I knew there was something on one. As soon as I clicked on your number, I knew there was something on your heart. I could feel it. Father, I just thank you for Ashley, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you have set her in place where she is. Lord, you have set her in place, and you have set her around the lives of others. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for moving in the life of this girl. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a calmness and a settledness to this child, Lord, where her life may feel like it's in a disarray. Lord, her life may feel like it's in a turmoil, and there may be things behind the scene that others don't see or don't know or not aware of that may actually be affecting this girl. Many times there are, you know, we only see on the surface what we're seeing. You know, we're around them, we see what's going on with them. But many times we don't see that there are things in the background that are really affecting them, that's really sometimes the root of what's going on. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just using Ashley, Lord, to stand in the gap with her, Lord, to help bring understanding to her and for her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping Ashley, Lord, to have peace in the situation, Lord, and to hear you, Lord, that she'll not do anything out of emotion, Lord, because she does have a heart that cares and she has a heart that loves. Father, the things that Ashley says and does, and even when you have her just to be still, Lord, that she will do only what you tell her to, that she will move only as you tell her to move. And, Father, Lord, I thank you for just putting a hedge of protection around this girl. Lord, that she would, Lord, that even the voices of others, Lord, if she's getting harassment from some area, Lord, even from adults, Lord, that you would just bring a protection to her and protect her heart and, Lord, protect her her thoughts even about herself, Lord. because many times the voice of others, particularly with a child, the voice of an adult, can often cause them to see themselves in a light that is not true. You know, that sometimes an adult may say something derogatory, something that would be shameful or whatever, that'll make a child feel that they're less than when it's not true. You know, that is not how God feels whatsoever. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Ashley, Lord, for giving Ashley wisdom, Lord, for giving her favor, and, Lord, helping her that when she does go home in the afternoons, Lord, that she'll be able to set things aside from work, set things aside that they not trouble her at night, they not trouble her at home, Lord, that she's able to set things aside, Lord, and just relax and enjoy you and be refreshed in her time when she's at home or when she's out and about. And, Lord, that she not take on the burden of carrying things because she is not the burden bearer. Lord, you are. Lord, you have placed her, and you're placing her where you want her. You're using her. And, Father, you're using her in significant and key ways. But, Father, that she always turn things over to you. Yes, do what you ask her to. Yes, stand in the gap in the ways that you ask her to, Father. But then she also, in those things that she turn them over to you and turn them over in prayer, and, Lord, not take burdens on herself and not take that stuff home with her, not to sit home and be concerned and worried or anxious, that sort of thing. And, Lord, I just speak peace over Ashley. Lord, I speak a rest to her mind, a rest to her mind, and, Lord, just a rest to her heart. And, Lord, know that you are in control, Lord, that you are working behind the scenes. You're working on the scene. And, Lord, that you'll do mighty things in her midst. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. That ended perfectly with the prayer for peace for me. I always need that. And just knowing, like, a little bit of insight about this particular situation revolving around the young girl I had you pray for, that prayer was perfect. So Holy Spirit knows.
He knows.
And those are the perfect words. Yeah.
Right. He knows what we don't know, for sure, because absolutely I know nothing about any of it, but God knows. But, well, girl, anything else that you want to pray about while I got you?
No, that was perfect. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love you too, girl. I appreciate you, and you have a great week.
You too, Jeannie.
All right. Good night. All right. All right, 504-282, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from? Somebody must have stepped away from the phone. 504-282, where are you calling from? Who am I speaking with? Okay, I guess they stepped away from the phone. All right. Well, I don't have anyone. Like I said, I've got other people online. I don't have anybody else with their hand up. And I'm about out of time anyhow. So I'm just going to speak a blessing over each and every one of you. I just pray that God's presence be with you, that you feel his love just showered down on you this week, that you feel protected, you feel kept, you feel his presence just surround you. God bless you. I love you guys, and good night.